Jesus said to his disciples, "A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person out of the store of goodness in his heart produces good. But an evil person out of a store of evil produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart the mouth speaks." The Gospel of the Lord. Today, July 30th, is the feast day of a great bishop and doctor of the church, St. Peter Chrysologus, born in the year 380 in Imola, Italy. And it was during a time when there were many heresies rampant in that part of the world, in that part of the Roman Empire. There was a great amount of immorality. He was chosen to be a deacon, and then on an occasion he accompanied his bishop to see the Pope, and the Pope then specifically chose him to be the next bishop of the Diocese of Ravenna, Italy. Ravenna at the time was the most important city in the Roman Empire, more important than Rome even. It was the capital of the Roman Empire. So in the year 424, he was chosen to be the Bishop of Ravenna. He was known for being an outstanding preacher, and he was given the nickname Chrysologus. Some of you know, of course, of St. John Chrysostom, and the word Chrysostom means the golden tongue. Well, his name, Chrysologus, means the golden word, logos meaning word. So he's known as St. Peter of the Golden Word because of his outstanding eloquence of preaching. He always tried to preach very simply, and he would always preach on Scripture and try to relate the Scripture to a person's daily life, especially their moral life, trying to grow in virtue and holiness. He was famous for instructing converts to the faith, catechumens. He was an advisor to the emperor, advisor to Pope Leo the Great. Today we still have 138 of his homilies. He was a great defender of Christology, the divinity of Christ. During his time there was the heresy promoted by the monk Eutyches. And Eutyches denied the true humanity of Christ, whereas St. Peter Chrysologus preached that Jesus Christ was one person, a divine person, who had a human and divine nature. So he was one person, a divine person who assumed a human nature. So Peter Chrysologus was a great defender of both the divinity of Christ as well as the fact that God truly became man. He preached the incarnation, that God truly became man. As you know, in the past, some heretics denied the divinity of Christ. Others denied the humanity of Christ. Some said that God never truly became man, such as Eutyches. But this was a heresy condemned by the church, and one of the great defenders of the humanity and the divinity of Christ was St. Peter Chrysologus. He died in the year 450 in his hometown in Italy, having had a life of loyalty to the Pope, great love of Christ, great defender of the faith. In the year 1729, he was declared a doctor of the church. I think what we can learn from his life was his personal love for Christ, the fact that he always defended Christ, the divinity and the humanity of Christ. He promoted the doctrine of the incarnation, that God loved us so much that he truly became man. He was an outstanding preacher who converted many, especially through the use of sacred scripture. So that would be a great lesson for us as Catholics, to really study and know our scriptures. And when we share our faith, to make sure that we are using this wonderful gift that we have, sacred scripture, that two-edged sword, and to be able to love the scripture. And as St. Jerome said, if we know scripture, we will know Christ. If we do not know scripture, we will not know Christ. And so we ask St. Peter Chrysologus, pray for us.